Dear Father, let me pray to you. I got so much to say to you. I was taught not to play with you, so I don't know why I do all the things that I do. First tell my daddy, I said, what it do? Hey dad, we love you and we missing you. Even though you went away at 52, Lord, I know it's better cause he's here with you. Been kinda nervous to take bigger steps, fear the higher heights and the deeper depths. I was cool with the mission that you gave me last, but this new thing, can you pick them first and choose me last? Nevertheless, I'll do what you say. I'll get at it every single night and every day. Let your kingdom come, your will be done. Use my wife, my daughter, and my son.
Yourself to this, think we stopping you wrong already. Promote Christ so he known already. My team deep and too strong already. You too late for we pack up the truck and we all jumping in. Taking my soldiers and leaving my friends. We call the kingdom the business of men. Thanking the Lord for another son. I'm preparing the way like another job. The kingdom come, we ain't never done. New levels to this is another one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo, woo.
It's time to go, time to go to another level.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, amen, to another blessed, exciting training day. This is a day the Lord has made, and we shall certainly rejoice and be glad in it, because it's brand new, never been used before. Amen, a lot of folk didn't get to use it. Some went to heaven, some didn't. Sorry about that. But amen, giving honor to Christ who is the head of my life, amen, the Lord God Jehovah, hallelujah, the blessed Holy Spirit, amen, to Pastor Gerald Overall, also known as Pastor Older, Pastor of Runner for Christ Ministries, and his lovely wife, amen, blessing the world, amen, God is going to do even greater things with them, amen, to all my friends and all the saints, all the new and old, I say praise the Lord, there's here and there, amen. Looking for greater things in the Lord. Amen. You know, I tell you, this is it's something. You know, so many things are happening. The good part is that I'm, you know, I drive Uber. That's my ministry, my outreach ministry. You know, I do that like 2-3 days a week. And I'm still meeting people that never heard that Jesus was coming back. And it's really, that just tells me we're not doing as much as we can, amen, you know, but amen, we're just going to do what we can, this is what we're praying, amen, and it's sad, but look out for your family, amen, you know, I know my family, you know, we you know, pretty much it's like family tradition, get saved, but and then it's upon incumbent upon each and of us, particularly the parents, to explain what that means and to take it to the next level. You know, I tell you, there was no greater joy that I have than the one thing you can tell with your kids when they grow into Christ for themselves is when you hear them pray. then you can hear that God is their God. Amen, you know. Because I remember when I was younger, I used to say that he was my mother's God. And I tried to stay away from him because I knew that he meant that being around him meant you had to do right, and I wasn't ready for that. Amen. I was out there on death row and didn't even know it. But amen, let's go before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you and do praise you and do bless you for this marvelous opportunity that you allow us to come before your throne. We thank you, Lord, that it is a privilege granted to only those who've been washed in your blood. And we thank you, Jesus, for the shed blood that you, amen, shed, hallelujah, for this opportunity. And we thank you for enduring the cross. Amen. You became sin that we might become righteousness. And then you sent back the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Holy Spirit, amen, for being our teacher, our guide, and our comforter, and being patient with us as we grow into the things of God. Father God, right now we're asking that you bless us with the intelligence of your wisdom in the knowledge of Jesus. Bless the eyes of our understanding to continually to grow, that we will better understand what is the hope of your calling, the riches of your glory, the inheritance that you have in us, the great and exceeding power that you have made available to us that submit and obey you. Father God, we're asking that you bless us with the knowledge of your will. Give us the strength and courage to carry it out so that we'll be fruitful in every good work approved of by you. Bless us to grow in the knowledge of you. Father, I ask that you bless my tongue to be that of a ready writer, to write upon the hearts of your people. We want it to be all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's topic is going to be a simple topic, and it's called Praise the Lord. You know, and that's a theme I can see with the Holy Spirit, and this is, I don't pick what I'm going to say. I ask God what he wants me to say, and this makes sense to me because, again, I've heard two messages of this nature, one at my home church, amen, Word of Faith Christian Center in Southfield, amen, and the message, one of the messages I heard was, stories that we tell ourselves, amen. But, you know, and it speaks about the word and how we apply it in our lives and how we should let the word rule in our lives, and that's critical. You know, it's just astounding that I find people that have been Christian 20 years haven't read the whole New Testament. Something wrong with that. You cannot possibly do the will of God without knowing the word of God. But not only that, because that's the eternal, that leads to the eternal part of life. And that's what we're supposed to be focusing on. You know, we're not supposed to focus on what just we little stuff we can get out of this world, because there's no time on that. You know, how many people I've recently saw some people who have that passed away that only in the last few years became wealthy, and they're not here to enjoy it. So all that time was spent trying to achieve something that was temporary. And then I don't know the outcome of them. I mean, see, you know, it's God in 1 Timothy 6:17, the B part, say he gave us all things to enjoy. But that scripture started out with a warning to the rich, okay, because it leads to many hurtful lusts, because God has given us all things. So it ain't that I'm saying I'm not anti-prosperity, but I'm anti-prosperity without God, because the main thing that you want to do is have treasure in heaven. And see, and that's another whole subject in and of itself, because you can draw on that why you're here on earth. You know, I think about the fact that I haven't seen the bulletin, but they printed in some report that my church puts out about my testimony of how me, through the power of the Holy Ghost, we defeated cancer. I mean, I didn't even think of that as a battle. I was not intimidated. I'd have been taught so much about how to operate in the power of God and how the power of God operate and what I need to do to make sure it operate. It was almost like stepping on an ant to me. I know it caused fear to people, cancer killed. But you know what? We just saw flu kill and COVID kill. I mean, car accidents kill. All these things go back to where you are in Christ. We are here to learn. There go the name of this show, Training Day. Think about this. I tell you, it's a message I've been chewing on called Training for Reigning. Hallelujah. It's awesome because we don't know what this is. So we'll talk about something that's a misunderstood subject, I'll tell you that, because I watch people, you know, standing in church doing worship service. People, I now realize some people work midnights and they come to church as soon as they can, and I'm not talking to you if there's a reason for you not being there on time. There are lots of reasons. People have elderly parents to take care of, or a loved one that's ill that they can't take them. They themselves might, you know, have to take a long time getting out the house, you know. But I'm not talking to people that have a reason for not getting there on time, but those that show up late like it's a movie theater, like they don't want to come until all the commercials is over. Let me tell you something. Today's subject is called Praise the Lord. You know, if you've been listening to anything that I've been saying or Pastor O been saying or any man or woman of God that's been saying, particularly telling you about the blessings of the Lord, if you don't praise God, you are something wrong, because you can't earn this. You can't give enough giving, do enough doing to earn 1 minute in heaven. We're talking about a place so glorious our imaginations can't really comprehend. You know, you need to read Revelation chapter 22, 21 and 22. You need to see where that's going, and that's after the 1,000 years. You know, for you folk that feel like you ain't been nowhere, ain't did nothing, like you're missing out on life, just make sure you make this journey in Jesus. Because when Jesus come back, we get 1,000 years on this planet. 1,000 years, and travel will be free, food will be free, and it'll be fat-free food. It won't be none of that. I ain't going to say the company name putting that stuff in it, grapes without seeds. God made seeds for a reason. Amen. They come out. Hallelujah. But see, if we're not missing something, so there's no reason not to focus on the things of God, because I tell you, anybody that praises God experience things that you can't go to a travel office and buy a ticket to get there. I'm telling you, God showed me. I'm telling you, I could have drawn, if I knew how to draw well enough, some of the pictures that they're showing with the James Webb telescope, I could have drawn them pictures. I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to what I was seeing. You know, when you look at the word, and I hear a song, you know, when I look at the heavens and the works of your hands, you know, I mean, how can I not praise a God like that? That is my God. When you look around, I mean, you know what, right now, I have had the opportunity to go scuba diving, you know, at the sheriff department and with one of the deputies. And that was an experience to be. It was almost like one of them. I got my daughter brought me one of them virtual visors, and it has the same effect. It felt almost the same way. I was, you know, I was underwater breathing, and that is so weird. But think about this. If you will be able to do that. You will be able to do that. Look, they got this drive to go to see other planets. You know why? It's in our nature. We listen, the things that God knows, you know of. This is what he's trying to get us to understand. We know of these things because, listen, you go back and you look at that. What God, that spirit that God broke off and put into Adam, had the knowledge of God in it. And that's why we go through this process, because that's some tremendous power, tremendous understanding. You know, one of the members of our church is a neurosurgeon, and this guy, I imagine this got to be sometime a hard time for him to sleep, because he's like a sanctified man of God. He's committed to the Word of God, but he, as a neurosurgeon, he's seeing the body. He got a website. the God prescriptions, amen, Dr. Avery Jackson III, you got to check it out because listen, the human body is another whole universe. That's one of the things I remember years ago this teacher said, what it takes God to run the universe and what it takes to run the body. Think about that. You control it. I mean, you control this mass of cellular structures. Autonomically, you make your heart beat and all these things. You make food digest. And I mean, the whole process, your body ain't doing that. I've been to the morgue, and I've seen bodies without a person in them, and they don't do that. I'm telling you, you put a sandwich up to a corpse, to an empty shell mouth, and it won't bite it. It won't chew it. Everything stops when you leave. You're a tremendous being. You know, it's what the Bible say, we are fearfully and marvelously made. Listen, wonderfully made. We're trying to grasp this. And so what I'm talking about here, thankful. And it is done with your mouth. You know, it is done with your mouth because this is an area demons don't go to. Okay? This is a separator right here. This is the area the devil won't go to. See, both, listen, Satan can quote scripture. He'll quote scripture. He quoted scripture to Jesus, okay? So that, you know, you can quote scripture. I know people that read the Bible. But if you start praising God, okay, let's bring up our first scripture here. We're gonna talk about, I mean, because I'm telling you, it is, I live a fearless life. I am not concerned about the threat of World War III at all, you know? And I'm like, bring it on. It can't happen. I mean, it can't do nothing to me. You know, I mean, I'm not worried about that. I don't have to be because, see, we got to, you know what? The deep part about it is we already knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. We know how it was coming. We know what nations are involved. We even know the winner of the war, which is Israel. Hallelujah. But let's start with Psalm 150. You know, and this is the thing. You know, when I hear people say, you hear somebody say, don't take all that, show them this. And then, I mean, they don't, apparently they don't have a relationship with God. You can't tell me you talk to God every day. People say that. I'd be tempted. I had to hold my lips to not call him a liar. You can't tell me you talk to God every day and worship God every day, and you think this is too much. I just can't get that mindset. Not the God that I serve. I'm like, you must be serving that God called Amorite or something like that. One of them old fake gods, you know, Buddha. Buddha been sitting still. I don't know how he sits still so long and be so big. You know, he eat, I don't know. But anyway, it says, I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Oh, Lama. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to the abundance of his greatness. Praise him with the trumpet sound. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. That's L-Y-R-E, okay? Folks that don't know. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and flute. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with loud cymbals. Let everything that have breath and every breath of life praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You know, I mean, really. You know, I remember I was walking with a friend of mine back in my BC days, and we was walking down the street, and he was already saved. You know, he was an angel that God set around me to pray for me till I eventually got delivered, you know. And one day we was walking down the street, and we walked past this church, and you could hear them in there praising God. It was an evening service, and they were beating on a tambourine, and it was loud, and they were singing God, and they were praising God. And he called it a sanctified church, as though, because, you know, the church where he went didn't do all that. And, you know, the strange thing about it is I thought about my grandfather, because, see, I remember as a child growing up, and I remember the things that I saw. And it's amazing how God brought those things back. I'll never forget being at the church and walking around and seeing these grown men all before at the front of the altar before service started, leaning before God, and they were on their knees in their suits, and they, you know, they had this little flip down padded board, and they would be called out, "Oh Lord, we praise you," you know, and it was so different. I mean, it wasn't a quiet church then. And then I watched it. By the time I became, I don't know, maybe 18 or 19, that church got quiet. And I remember this lady that was in there. I had went with my mother. See, God was working on me, but I just wasn't ready to swim yet. And this lady kept saying, "Why don't y'all praise the Lord?" You know, let me tell you something. Listen, let's go to one of my favorite scriptures, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And this is something, this is why Satan discourages praise. See, he knows that it does something against him, and that is amplify the power of the Holy Spirit in you. Amen. You know, I was going to do a message. I was going to share my prison message that I prepared today. Pray for us at the prison ministries because they, you know, they short of staff. And, amen, there's a lot. We're at a place now with businesses, particularly the government. This no praying but claiming you're a Christian ain't going to work no more. That's in your life, in a personal life. That's why this, what's so important about this message, that disconnect, that old school, be quiet and God gonna bless, it ain't happening no more. This is why a lot of folk gonna turn away from God. He say, now Paul is, he's saying, do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption and stupidity, and in this state, if you pass .08, you're gonna go to jail, and you don't like jail food, trust me on that. But listen at this, but be filled with the Spirit and constantly guided by him. Speak to one another. This is the how you do that. Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, offering praise, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, the Father of all things, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, being subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. You know, I mean, listen, that's so very, very powerful to understand. And that's sad because so many people didn't know that. And again, they get swayed. See, because, you know, I remember this lady talking about she keep her religion private. You know, she don't know God. She's church. That's a religious person. That's church. She wants worship, but she don't. See, don't ain't nobody going to be private. I mean, you're not running around talking about praise the Lord like they used to do every place all the time, but it is. If I greet you in the store, you know, my brother-in-law's that passed, brother, if you was embarrassed about Jesus, he could embarrass you. I ain't been embarrassed. You greet me, praise the Lord, I'm going to praise the Lord back. I don't care where, because listen, God didn't have to save me. He didn't have to deliver me. He didn't have to keep me, okay? He didn't have to pay for this. He didn't make me come here. My Father brought me here. But God made sure that I got the revelation that he is God and I am not. Amen. That's a delusion people have. I'm telling you, you still see people stupid. I'm telling you. This is something. But see, what you're talking about, you're not talking about being filled with a feeling. You need to understand what this is about. You know, this is what it can apply to any part of your life. God will let you do that because the whole point is for you to understand that you are going to live in access to the fullness of his power when Jesus comes back. See, so right now, this is telling God, you telling God where he fits in the scheme of things of your life. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, their employees should be at the base. Their starting pay should be at $25 an hour. But the reason it isn't is because they're beholden to their stockholders. They don't know. They don't want to approach God as to how to get the car sales, to get the profit level up to the point where they can pay their employees, and they're responsible for them. If you own a business, you're responsible for them, okay? You know, and they're not your slave. They're not your property. And it ain't nothing here yours. That, you need to get that revelation. Nothing here is yours. If you've never been to a funeral, you need to go to one, and you need to see what people take with them. They, you know what? You don't even take that body that you so enamored with. That ain't yours. It's a rental. Trust me. And if you don't get right with God, you don't get, not only do you leave it behind, where you go, it's hot and it's stinky. And they ain't brushed their teeth in 6,000 years and they ain't bathed, and they spirit stink. That the same stink go with them. Trust me. All right. But see, here it is. It's one, you will grow spiritually, intellectually, which is primary. So you keep your life in order with God. You want to keep your life in order with God. And now that is very, 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 very crucial. Because you don't want to leave here. And as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, there's going to be many that come to him in that day and say, Lord, Lord, have we not done these miraculous things in your name? They did what? Did you do what I tell you to do? You know, I have a simple assignment at church, and besides this, but, you know, I thought I should be doing more. You know, I'm like, God, you gave me all this knowledge. I need to be doing more. So I set out to do some things, and he's like, and it wasn't going nowhere. He said, I ain't tell you to do that. Listen, with God, you just do what he say do, how he say do, where he say do it. No questions asked. Just do it. And then he'll bless your desire. See, that's when it comes. That's what it says in Psalm 37:4. The key to that is if you don't do the delight of yourself in the Lord, that means you don't do it grumbling and complaining. I should be good. I hear people complaining. There's some people at Word of Faith that should be at Word of Faith. There's some people at Word of Faith probably shouldn't be. I know somebody that came and because they had a title and all that somewhere. It didn't mean nothing to Bishop Butler, so they left. Well, you know what? It ain't about that. See, Bishop Butler, one thing I'll say about my pastor, he's very mindful to acknowledge all those that are helping him do what he do. Every chance he get, he walk around and he commend the ushers and everybody serving, you know, because he know he can't do that by himself. He's gone. I mean, I think he's in Switzerland right now, and the church still got to run on. You know, the preacher's got to preach, the teacher's got to teach, and it has to be, everything has to go on as though, you know, it's supposed to go on to the glory of God. And he's very mindful of that, very mindful of that, because he said, God said that he wasn't the first choice. He was the first one to say, yes, I'll do it. Like you say, do it. When you say do it, how you say do it. And that's not easy when you got to deal with ministries all over the world. People think that's, they be talking about, that church got a plane. I'm going to tell you something. You need to catch a flight in a small plane somewhere, you know, and see what that's like. That is not as, it look glorious. It gets you there quicker. But it ain't no fun. As long as I flew us to Las Vegas and then we had to drive to California, let me tell you something. Listen, believe me, I don't care if you laying out flat, okay, like you're in first class. That is not all that comfortable. Believe me, you can't just get up and walk around and grab and smell you up in the air. People they talk about stuff and they ain't even had the experience, see? Listen. Woo, boy, and then you got to take them rides in them cars. Man, let me tell you, he has been in gymnasiums with young men that just starting the church. He go with God, tell him. And that's why God is using him all over there going to Ukraine and all these different places. I mean, I don't know why I'm all up on that. But but see, that's the whole thing. There's an emphasis on praising God. At our church, there's a strong emphasis because that's what it is. You know, when you praise God, where my scripture at? I believe it's where it says God dwells. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Ephesians chapter 5. Psalms 22:3. Let's read that right quick. See, I want you to get this because, again, you know, I have this position, sadly, I'm part of the security team, and the director of security started putting a person, and we had to observe what's going on with the crowd. You know, I'm telling you, people are crazy these days. You'd be surprised how many threats pastors get. And that's why we have to be, if you're not praying for your pastor, you sinning. Quit sinning and start praying for him every day. Amen. It says in Psalm, and this is from the, again, from the Amplified, it says, "But you are holy, O you who are enthroned in the holy place, where the praises of Israel are offered." In the key KJV, it said, "God dwells in the midst of praise." See, when God, this is something he shared with me years ago, and that is, you know, when you're being in church, and a lot of y'all know what I'm talking about, and you be praising God, and you just get to feeling good, and tears running out your eyes, snot running out your nose, and you don't even care. You don't even care what people are thinking. That's a good place to be. That's where you're supposed to be, where it's just you and God, right? And anyway, ever he does that, he has deposited a revelation in your spirit, all right? Remember that he never does anything. If God shows up, believe me, he has deposited something in your spirit, either for the present or the future. Well, he done fixed something. Because I'll tell you, you know, one of the things I know, when cancer had showed up, I was praising God. One, because I knew I had the victory. It said, by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. That's a done deal. I didn't have no problem with that. I had the revelation of like I say, these seven steps that I have. Not seven steps, but seven criteria. And most people live that. But you got to speak to him, too. You got to tell cancer he trespassed. If you don't speak to them, then they'll just sit there because they understand. Listen, if that's not a living entity, and you need to explain to me how it knows specifically what part of your body to attack a part. Matter of fact, you'd have to read a book or go to school and study or get somebody to explain to you what he's doing, okay? And if you don't, when you speak to him, then he know. But understand this process. Let me help you understand when you're dealing with something like that. See, Satan figured out. You know, I learned something. This is something else. See, listen at this revelation. This is why I praise God. Mark chapter 5, the madman of Gadarene. Okay, you had one man showed up. This guy got 6,000 demons in him. But now if you saw him, he would be a normal size. You got to really get with God on this. Get with God on this. Think about it. This man's body is full. But see, if you looked at it under a microscope, you'll see a bunch of little things like them pictures of COVID that they were showing. They wouldn't show up. They wouldn't look like you think they would look. See? So Satan figured out with our anatomy. He's had 6,000 years to study us. And so if he bring a big gang, he know that if you make one confession, you'll knock some of them off. But see, he'll bring in like a billion of them. So you got to keep talking as you speak the word, they're dying off until they're gone, see? We just recently had one of the saints of God testify the same thing, went through the same process, and when they said, well, her inside was so cleaner than they ever saw, you know, and she was older than me, but she's also been about it. She's a battle person. She's been at battle a long time. I think of her as a general in the faith. I mean, she's been at it. But see, and the point of this is because look at what is happening right now. They're actually waiting for the next disease that these folk are going to unleash. Don't think COVID actually, listen, the devil's behind it all, okay? Because he's trying to kill, people represent the kingdom of God. This idiot don't realize that the saved folk go straight to God and coming back with Jesus. But he wants those unsaved folk to not get there. So he know he can get them with fear and disease and cause them to die. Look how many people, a million people died from COVID, I think. It was, 5 million, whatever. But the point of the matter is, you don't have to be concerned with that. See, these are reasons to praise him. Reasons to praise him. I got many reasons to praise him. Hallelujah. So like I said, we're starting out earlier. Don't let nobody tell you. Don't. When you show up. That first initial praise, that opening praise, that's not just a tradition. It says, enter into his gates. Psalm 100. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Into his heart with praise. Praise. See, that brand, you know, whenever I pray, my first prayer, my day starts with prayer. And my first prayer always begin. Before I start praying and interceding, I praise God. I have a list of songs, that I praise God. See, and that's how it says enter into his gates, enter into his courts. See, you got to understand that in the spirit realm, you transition. Even though you might be, when I start out praying in the morning, I'm in the basement, but you know what? I appear before the throne of God. I break the transition. I break through these dimensions, and I know I'll be there. Because there every now and then, God will reward me with his presence in a way that's so great that it's just undeniable. See, so I can't say it ain't. trust me. And see, like the thing you have to understand, this come from praise in English. Always in English, okay? You praise God in English, you know? Hallelujah. Oh, I don't even want to go there, but praise God in English. And you could be driving and praising God and do it after you get a flat tire, just shake it off and praise God. I'm telling you. And watch God move. I'm telling you. See, because Satan he has no one to attack but the body of Christ. And particularly if you're praying, if you're wondering why, I say, wait a minute, Lord, I'm doing more for you. I'm praying more and I'm giving more and I'm being a good witness and it seems like all hell breaking. Yeah, you're punking out the devil. That's his pushback. He's mad because you are showing him he does not have control of you. God has control of you. You decide who has control of you. You know, you're on the Lord's side. All right? So this is something you want, and in the process during the day, particularly now, if you believe in God and you waiting on God, I always got some things on there, you know, on the fire that I'm believing God for. And while you at it, just don't praise God, and then the devil going to come. He do what he do, okay? He rob, steal, and kill, and he'll try to get you to change your speech. You got to be on guard about that. See, he'll have you praising God 1 minute and then try to have you cussing somebody out the next. Just chew your lips, see? Chew your lips. Chew on your tongue, as they say. Don't let that get out, because you want to rejoice. You want to rejoice. Let's read Psalm 5:11. Just right quick. I'm enjoying this, even if you don't. Hallelujah. Because the Bible is full of this. It is full of this. But again, I'm of the mind that they've always, those that praise God, you know, Job said, even though he slay me, even though that was the devil slaying him, he said, yet will I praise him. He says, but let all who take refuge put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, because you cover and shelter them. Let those who love your name be joyful and exalt you. For you, Lord, bless the righteous man, the one who is in right standing with you, and you surround him with your favor as a shield. Listen, you know, when I was working, I saw so many diseases that it really made me realize how blessed I am. It's sad. I can't even imagine, I've never, ever considered utilizing a prostitute. But anyway, we had one locked up, okay, and this girl had a new disease. It was a combination of AIDS and some other stuff, chlamydia and all that. And she had remembered the license plate number of a man, You know, I mean, that was just one of. And then we had these foreign people in there, and one of them had brought a flesh-eating disease with him. I mean, it literally ate flesh. Come off of some, you know, and see, so when I heard about COVID, I didn't even think about that. I'm thinking about stuff people don't know that the government ain't telling them about. You know, we come in and they tell you, you can't tell nobody, you know, because they don't want to cause panic. You know, I'm telling you, you don't know how blessed you are until you know how much mess is out there. Believe me, I'm telling you, we got so much going on right now. And right now, this is what you want to do. You want to sanctify the Lord in your heart. And you do that with praise. A few minutes. Actually, you should take more than that. But while you driving, just sing. Cut the radio off. Sing yourself. So what you sing in the key of them. Big deal. When it hit God's ears, you sound like one of them virtuosos, if I'm saying that right. God only hears, he hears from your heart. He don't hear from your lips. He hears from everything you hear. And that tells him what you believe about him. See, especially he see everything going on, and then you sit back and you listen and watch God give you some revelation. I'm expecting some revelation now, you know. Amen. And now, this is another thing, too, about praise. Praise, think about praising God like building your muscle. It's for my new people. Okay, start out a little bit. You know, read Psalms. Read the whole book of Psalms from 1 to 150. And particularly Psalm 119. Probably take a couple of days to read it. But you will see that David was committed to that. You know, let's see right here. Anyway. With David, you know, he had got into, amen, they had got into a battle, and while he was gone in one battle, the enemy came in and kidnapped his family and his wife. He had two wives at that time. I believe Bathsheba had died, and then he had two more wives. But in the process, they had lost, and the folk that was with him, they put it on David. And people to do that, they all with you to think why things is going right, and anyway, the scriptures say David encouraged himself in the Lord, and that's the thing, that's what you do, you recount. Now, you know, we just heard a woman of God say, write down. And this is good for you to do. Write down things that God has done for you. I mean, it doesn't matter what it was. If you pulled into the parking lot and he gave you, blessed you with a close parking space, be sure and that's in, let's read this, 1 Samuel chapter 30. I want to read that. 30, verse 1. But be grateful to God, and that's something else. I mean, think about it. What would you do if you do stuff for somebody and they never say thank you? You know, my father was really big on that. You know, he give you a nickel and you just walk off like you deserve it. He like, hey, what? You know, and what are you likely to do for a person that's ungrateful? Okay, think about that. God, every emotion you have came from God, so he has them too. Okay, it says, and now it happened that when David and his men came home to Ziklag on the third day, they found that the Amalekites, who David was going to take out later, them people was just crazy, Amalekites had made a raid on the Negev, the south country on Ziklag, and had overthrown Ziklag and burned it with fire, and they had taken captive all the women who were both there, both small and great. They killed no one but carried them off to be used as slaves and went on their way. And when David and his men came to the town and it was burned and their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken, then David and the people who were raised up were with him raised up their voice and wept, and they were exhausted and too exhausted to weep any longer. Now, David had two wives and had been captured, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite. Further, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him, for all of them were embittered, each man for his sons and daughters. But David felt strengthened and encouraged in the Lord his God. And then later on, it talks about that David went before God. See, that's the whole thing. I had this incident years ago. You know, I got this letter I get from the IRS. We was always going into battle. Amen. And they told me I owed them $10,003. So I'm before the God, and they're going to do this, and they're going to take that and all this stuff. And I'm pleading before God, and God looked at me. I mean, it was really a vision. It was weird. You know, I could see it's like he was at a baseball game enjoying the game, and I'm standing behind him crying, and he looked behind me like, you better talk to me like I'm God. I ain't never wept out like that again, you know. And you approach God like that, that you're the God of my salvation. You're the God that delivered me. You're the God that said you will meet all my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I've done what you have said, and you have blessed me to do what you have said. So I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to bring me through this, because you've done it before and you do it again. That's how you talk to God. And make it a habit, because I'm telling you, you're going to face some turmoil and trial coming up. And this is, we're going to, I heard a man of God say that there's going to be a separation of the sheep from the goat. And you want to know. Plus, this you want to be close to God, because I'm telling you, one of Satan's greatest trick upon the children of Israel was in hard times. Hard time make people pray. Hard time make people go before God, because they know he's the only one to protect them. Prosperity, however, will make people get amnesia. That has worked. If you go back and you look at Israel, that's what got them each and every time. And I have seen it happen to people. So praising God daily, more than once a day, will keep you mindful of God. It'll keep you in your, help you keep your behavior intact. See, and you want to, you got to do this. This is why you have to read the Word, so you know what you're entitled to, for one. So you know how you're supposed to behave. See, you know, I do Uber, and no matter who I come across, I minister to them. I don't care if they LGBTQIAWXYZ. That don't mean nothing to me, because I just know that person don't know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. And I'm giving the word. See, God didn't, he said love your neighbor. He didn't say love your good neighbor or the neighbor that you like. He said love your neighbor. So now, what do? I pray. See, this is what, that same prayer that I open up with, that God, when you're asking God to give somebody the spirit of wisdom, the intelligence of his wisdom, you are asking God to go in. He can then deal with their mind to bring them to the place where they need to seek him. He need for them to seek him, but he can't begin that process until you do your process, and you can't successfully do that unless you love them. You can't pray for them, Lord, you know you need to bless them because they just messed up, you know. And then I don't even know how you let them live. No, that is not the attitude. You need to see them as a person broken, in need of help, see. But again, like I say, one of the things that empowers you, that'll keep your mind focused on the things of God, is praise. It works both ways. That's what it says in Ephesians 5:18. That's how you keep your mind saturated with doing the will of God. Because that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. This is where we show God what we are going to do when he fully empowers us. Everybody that done left this planet in the name of the Lord is fully empowered. And they're in training. I seen a beautiful picture the other day. And it had this, like, I don't know, maybe thousands of angels. It looked like thousands of individuals with wings. You know, everybody think everybody get wings when they leave here. I don't even debate that. You know, they'll find out when they die. It don't matter. It really don't matter. You know, and it was about Hebrews chapter 12, because, you know, being that we are encamped about with so many great witnesses. You know, I mean, you think about this. We play out things that didn't get played out in history, and as a result, you know, they observe behavior. Because we have revelation of the word now that even though Paul wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he was just getting it hot off the press, and he didn't have time to break it down, analyze it, and write commentaries on it like we have had done by so many. You know, and that's the thing about that. And even now, still, some of the commentaries are having commentaries being written on them. Matter of fact, what I'm doing right now is a commentary on the commentaries. Things that I have studied and experienced over the years are now being expressed and analyzing, hopefully, to give you a closer and a deeper revelation. You know, I saw a post about going deeper into things of God, and I prayed for them because deeper is, it's like swimming in deep water. The deeper you go down in the ocean, the greater the pressure is. So when you want to go deep in God, then you need to understand you got to be willing to be more submissive under pressure. But you can do it because 1 John 4:4 said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. See, again, all this revelation, you know, we have because God has been gracious to us as well as merciful. You know, and being gracious, he's unleashing, and in this time, he's unleashing even more revelation. But again, there's a responsibility to come with that revelation, and you're going to attack, as Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, because of the abundance of revelation, he was buffeted by a minister of Satan, actually. So that comes with it, okay? Because you're gonna use the information, you're gonna use the revelation. But again, you're gonna experience being successful in the things of God, and that's comforting. I'm telling you, that is really comforting. Because right now, again, as I said, I'm not worried about World War III. You know, I mean, there's a debate going on about is the rapture before World War III or after? Well, listen, I live in the Metro Detroit area. And I know strategically any general would take out Detroit because we have one of the largest oil refineries in the country. We have auto industry that helped. It was converted to help build planes and tanks during World War II. Anybody in a war college knows that you got to take out Detroit. So I would get, if we got bombed, I mean, I heard a man of God say they would, I guess they had been over to heaven or something or whatever, but they found out that people, to get their head chopped off, God snatched them out the body before the knife hit their neck. So, you know, they don't go screaming and hollering. That's why they go praising God. They don't experience the pain, and they know they're going to heaven. You know, there's great growth in Christianity over there in the Middle East. Actually, when you think about it, that's God fulfilling his promise that he made Abraham, because they do have Abraham's DNA. But, okay, so the thing here is, despite everything going on, you don't want to wait till Sunday to worship God. You want this to be a daily event. Let's look at Psalm 119. And, you know, we went through Psalm 119 some months ago. That psalm right there tells, it says a lot. But that's why David was so successful. And we're just going to read a few, because this is the longest psalm in the Bible. It has, I believe, 176 verses. And we're going to Psalm 119, verse 50, which is one of many. But it says, this is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me and given me life. Amen. And this is a reason. You know, again, like I said, I've been through a lot of things. May 31st, whatever it is, 2021, I broke my hip and had to have a total hip replacement. Man, that was painful. But you know what? I was back up and going again in about a month and a half. You know, there was that at my age, which I think I was 70. About 70, 71, and they telling me all this stuff. You know, and I'm seeing in my body. I've been taught, see it and believe it. Look in your body, see it as being healed, believe it, call it, say it. See, I can do all this through Christ who have strengthened me. Now, think about this. I didn't mentally ascend to this. This God gave me righteousness, and all I did was receive Jesus. I mean, so I didn't have to go through. I ended therapy on time. I went to therapy. I mean, I got through therapy like it wasn't nothing. I mean, it was because why? Because God is good to me. He didn't have to do that. I mean, I know people that's still in wheelchairs, walking around old cane, got four canes. I mean, some people, you know what? It was a rumor that I didn't even have a total hip replacement because I was up and going. As soon as my doctor said I could, I was back on my roller skates. As a matter of fact, it was one of the guys that roller skated. He didn't think I had it. He was saying something else. He said, thought he heard something else. I'm like, no, I had a total hip replacement. See, be grateful. Be grateful because I'm telling you, we don't have that long, saints. I'm telling you, each day is a minute day. Each day is a minute day. I mean, we are so close to this thing because too many things are happening. Too many have now. They're talking about they shot down some UFOs. Not, come on now. If they actually exist yet, if an entity could cross the universe, I don't think the old outdated technology we have could do anything with them. Okay, you know, they shot a hologram down. That's about all. But anyway, all right. But develop your praise muscle. Develop it. Grow it. I'm telling you, because God will commune with you. See, and he will sanction it because, you know, a lot of times God will give me revelation and I would hold on to it and I go to church and I wait for at least, he said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses because it would be something new to me. Okay, it wasn't really new. But you begin to see that you have a relationship with the creator of heaven and earth. And that's tremendous. You know, a lot of people get enamored by humans that have accomplished things and own and have access to more of God's things. You know, they have yachts and boats and they get acclaim from people. And the Bible says give honor to whom honor is due. So that's based on the word. You know, anyway, but to know God. And people would try to shoot that down because they don't know God, you know. And you're treating them like, I ain't saying they ain't nothing, but you don't heal, you don't deliver, you don't make a way out of no way. You can't. What do you got? Some stuff man made up. The Cain made up. Cain made up money. If you want to know how, you had to get a copy of the complete works of Flavius Josephus and read chapter 2. Cain, all this stuff. That was his nature. And this is that's the thing that Satan used to deceive people, and that's going to be his greatest deception. But again, the reason he can't get you is because you trust in the Lord. And again, this says that this is an indicator. This is an indicator. You know, in James 4:8, it says, draw near to God. Listen, you think about any relationship with anybody, the more you know, when a man wants a woman, you know, he praises her. He, you know, he tells her good things. You know, he says things, and he don't do it once a month either. You know, you do it once a month, and somebody will slip up in there and get her. You know, that's how that go. You know, and remember that, young men, when you marry them, what you do to get them is what you had to do to keep them. But, yeah, develop your praise muscle, you know, and again, this is the more you read the word and you see, particularly in the Old Testament, God is very verbal and active in the Old Testament, and he's active in the New Testament, but you see God do some things in there that just astound you. It makes you, that's why you would get these elite mental midgets that claim this is a book of fairy tales or something like that. But you want to, again, like I said, the main thing you want to do is you want to praise God. And again, you can draft your praises from the Book of Psalms. You know, you can personalize them. I didn't have time to show how you do that, but you want to praise God. I'm telling you, and it doesn't matter when in the worst of situations, even if you are allowed to make your own psalms up, you can. All it has to do is make sure everything is structured around the word, okay? But anyway, well, we didn't come to the conclusion of that, and I'm going to tell you the best reason in the world to praise God, and that is for salvation through Jesus Christ. Listen, you probably, the one thing that really make it give you praise some enhancement, you know, to make it really count, and that is you must be in the family of God and have a covenant with God through Jesus. And this is the easiest part. This is the easiest part. All you got to do is follow me in this prayer. So, Lord God in heaven, I thank you. I do not fully understand you, but I believe you. I believe you are the God of the Bible, and I believe that Jesus is your son, and I believe that you sent him to die for our sins, and I acknowledge that I was born in sin. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and to save me now. And I say it with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that I am saved, I am born again, and I am forgiven. You know, it's that simple. It's that simple. Now you have full access to the kingdom of God, to the throne of God, 24/7, your prayer counts. Now your prayer really counts. You can pray for somebody to get saved. Amen. Buy your book on the book of the promises and learn the promises of God. It'll help you. Learn as much as you can. The days are short. And know this, that prayer is God trusting you with his power. Prayer works by faith. Faith works by love, and God is love. Shalom.
Oh, I like to use my brain for you, and use it to write songs for you. You're getting all of the best of me, cause I'm giving all of the best of me. Oh, love, my heart's only built for two. You won't wear me up cause I'm the perfect shoe. You're getting all of the best of me, cause I'm giving all of my best. I don't need words, and I don't need songs, but I choose to use them. My light shines red when it shines for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air. How I choose to love you. Light shines red when it shines for two. You turn on the truth in me. You light up my heart with possibility. I'm getting everything I need, cause you're giving everything to me. You are forever in my destiny, woven into it like a tapestry. Your love is everything to me, cause you're giving everything I need.
I don't need
burning.